still learning, says, my ex always made me feel bad for being an extrovert. And if I ask her about something, she blames me for asking. I've only been in one relationship. Now I can't date anymore. Oh my goodness. Okay, first of all, I would love to encourage you to change the belief that you can't date anymore. If your ex always made you feel bad for being an extrovert, then you just weren't with an aligned person. Your confidence in who you are may be very triggering for them if they're not confident in who they are. And someone constantly picking at you for being who you are, yeah, that's gonna make you not wanna date again, but you were just dating the wrong person. You were dating someone who just wasn't aligned with you. So the next time, choosing someone who really loves your personality is going to be important. Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X, because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
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 What is your most annoying women loving women dating stories? I just asked you guys, what are your struggles? I just asked you what pisses you off the most about dating women. Because one of my favorite things that people say is, well, straight girls say, they'll say, oh, I wish I dated women. Oh, I just spilled water on myself. I'm going to laugh a lot during this episode. They'll say, oh, it would be so much easier if I just dated women. Sis, you just stay over there with your boys, your little boys, because their problems that they will give you are so like surface level compared to the conniving catastrophe that women and hormones produce. Like, if we could choose not to be gay after our first lesbian heartbreak, like if being gay was a choice, I swear to you, we would have all surrendered after the first lesbian heartbreak. I mean, and then we like find our way and we're like, I would never choose to be straight. I love being gay. But when you're going through women problems, I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong, but like I literally started voluntarily trying to pray the gay away after my first lesbian heartbreak because it was terrible. Anyway, I get so excited to come on these lives. I'm so excited to hang out with you. For those of you listening to the podcast, Queer Women Rising on Apple or Spotify, know that we hang out every single Wednesday, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here live on Instagram. I'm going to be making this podcast so engaging. I want you guys to ask questions. I'll be giving advice as I do this every single week. And I probably sound like I'm on freaking cocaine because I get that excited, but I'm not. I don't even smoke anything, like literally nothing, no cigarettes or nothing. But what I did discover is this thing, and this is not sponsored at all. I just genuinely have an addiction, and I thought it'd be fun to show you on camera because I feel like I look like a psychopath when I do it, but it's called a boom boom stick. I was influenced on TikTok. Someone had this, and I was like, I really struggle with a deviated septum, and I started using this thing, and now I literally like am on my meetings. I'm like shoving this stick up my nose, being like, oh, I can breathe again. And I do it literally like every 15 minutes. I hope that's not harmful. We'll figure that out later. But I love it. I wish they would sponsor me. I'll need to reach out to them. Hi. Oh my gosh. I love when y'all call me mommy. Like mommy lesbian. I could totally do that. Okay, let me check these comments before I get into the questions that y'all submitted. So good, so juicy. If you're listening to the podcast, I just made a tea. I usually mix like what are those called, like the yerba mate teas in the yellow can. I get the peach one, and then I mix that with pomegranate juice and aloe vera. I buy aloe vera that's mixed with mangosteen. I put those three things together. So pomegranate juice, the peach tea, and then aloe vera. And that's how I come up with this concoction that I'm always drinking on camera. And it's so good for your gut. And I love it. Okay. Joni says she's been in a 20-year relationship. Holy, we all are like, how do you do it? If you've got tips, let me know. Oh my gosh, so sweet. Y'all are like, I want to marry you. Y'all, I have an incredible, beautiful girlfriend, which I'm so grateful for. This Valerie says she was cheated on in high school. It hurt so much. Girl, I can't imagine being cheated on by a girl in high school. I've been cheated on by a girl, but like, high school, that would have done me in. Like, I don't know if I could have got up off the floor. Do I have a twin lesbian sister? Oh my God, y'all are funny. No, my sisters are actually very straight. Very, very straight. Oh, I love this. Someone made a point to say women. D-City Rain says women tend to express frustration, anger, and disappointment in passive ways, as opposed to men who express in aggressive ways. And yeah, most of the time I think that could be true, although I do think some women can be extremely aggressive, but yeah. Okay, so I asked you guys, as soon as I came on live, I was like, what are the stories and experiences you've had that have just like gutted you, that have been annoying with dating women? And so y'all are dropping comments. I'm gonna start reading them. Sherry Smile says, my partner of 13 years left me by text. When asked, she said she thought, I don't love her so much because I wasn't commenting on her photos. I was working hard during COVID and she was traveling the world. Sherry, oh my gosh, you weren't liking her? Okay, dear God. Like, I know there has to be something else. Like, obviously there's other things going on in your relationship that we don't get the full picture, but like, holy shiz, like you're working, she's traveling the world, and because you're not liking her pics, like it's a big point of contention. Weird. Okay, so here's my opinion on pics. Totally not implying this is what you were doing at all, but this is my issue. Like, people cannot be on social media, which is totally fine. Like, I have had all my girlfriends except for one not be on social media. So if they're not liking something, they're not liking pics, they're not like swiping up on stories, like that doesn't bother me. What bothers me, or what would bother me, is if that person who wasn't on social media was using that as an excuse to cheat. So like, they're not active on social media because they don't want someone to see their partner so that they can be talking to girls all over the world in Texas, you know, doing things like that. Like, that is frustrating. That's not cool, okay? So if you're trying to hide what you're doing by not having social media, so, and not letting your girlfriend be in your pictures, not taking her to events to avoid being in pictures, not cool, not cool, not cool. Another thing, if you're commenting on other girls' pictures but not hyping up your own girlfriend, we have a problem. We have a big problem, Houston. Has that ever happened to somebody? Because that's just not cool. I don't expect anyone to be on social media as much as I'm on social media, because this is my work, this is my job. But if I had a girlfriend who was on social media, super active, yet not engaging with me, I'd be like, why are you flirting with other people and not your girlfriend? And I think that is also where like women loving women relationships go wrong. Like, we'll get very comfortable in a relationship and then stop being obsessed with our partner. And with this online world, we have to be so careful that we're not looking at someone else's highlight reel and wondering, oh, well, life must be better, like, for her, or if I was with her, it'd be like this. When in reality, you don't know what someone's everyday life is if you just follow them on social media. I hope this, y'all are picking up what I'm laying down. That's making sense. Let's see. Mary Jones, I'm dating in long distance relationship now since 1 year and a half. Okay, that's amazing. Congratulations. I've been in long distance now since May-ish. Yeah, May. And end of May. And it is so hard. I will say it is so hard, but it is so worth it. And we're making plans to live together and start life together. So I'm really excited about that. Long distance is hard, but it's worth it. I'd say in the very beginning, it's actually easier because you could build this firm foundation. I know that's what me and my partner have done. But once you're in the middle of it, like there's like the long distance, like meet, you build a firm foundation that is built on your values, not just sexual interactions, right? And then you have that in between where you're making plans to meet each other, you're meeting up with each other, and that's like fun and sexy and exciting and something to look forward to. When you see each other, it's like vacation and that's amazing. But it's that in between, like where we're really like working towards moving to be with each other, and all of that space in between when you're not getting to see each other, that can be challenging, but also will really show you if someone's worth it to you. And I do think that lesbians have to accept, I wasn't ready to do this for a long time, but accept that your life partner might not be in your own backyard. And as soon as I was willing to truly accept that, and I was creating excuses as to why I didn't like people long distance. And as soon as I accepted, no, my person isn't here. Like if she was here, I would have met her. That's whenever I feel like God could start like putting people into my life and I would actually give them a chance. My heart wasn't open to anyone who wasn't local because I wanted to be able to see them every day. I had all these like preconceived ideas like, oh, we need to be able to go like do yoga together, blah, 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 all these things. And it's like, you know, that can all happen when you meet the right person, when one of you move to each other, whatnot. But letting go of that was the moment I energetically allowed my partner to come in. So if that's you and you're like, I'm ready to consider finding the one, even if she's not close by, if you haven't heard of my lesbian dating platform yet, ooh, I'd love to tell you about it. DM me the word dating and I'll tell you what's going on. It's called the Queer Country Club and it is for women seeking their life partner who aren't wanting to play around, who really want to settle down and who are devoted to monogamy. I really don't believe that we have a shortage of femme lesbians, of mask lesbians, of fluid lesbians, of hybrid lesbians. Everything you want is out there. But what we do have a lack of is women who are willing to put in the work long distance to meet each other, and women who are willing to be all in monogamous and build that trust with each other long distance. And I think they're there, but we're not standing up and saying, this is what we want and we will not settle. A lot of us have not gotten there yet. And when you're there, when you're ready to be wanting more, that's when you DM me dating and we'll get you inside of Queer Country Club. Sherry says there wasn't a 14-year age gap. A 14-year age gap could be definitely an interesting dynamic. That could be why social media was a little challenging. Amy Klein says, partner of 7 years left one day, never came back. That was 2 years ago. I'm still struggling. It hurts about it. Oh my gosh, Amy, I literally can't imagine. I think that would bring up so many wounds of abandonment. And one thing I want to tell you is for sure, everyone's worthy of having a conversation and being made aware of why something isn't working out for someone. And abandonment is just wrong. There's never a right or a reason to abandon someone. If something's not working out, like communicating that and peacefully leaving would be the best way. Let's see what else we got here. Love reading these comments. All 13 years, Sherry says she only put one photo of you on her Instagram. Yep. I had a girlfriend like that too. Even though I talked about having a girlfriend all the time. Okay. Still Learning says, my ex always made me feel bad for being an extrovert. And if I ask her about something, she blames me for asking. I've only been in one relationship. Now I can't date anymore. Oh my goodness. Okay, first of all, I would love to encourage you to change the belief that you can't date anymore. Gotta change that. You absolutely can. If you don't want to be alone and you do want to call in the right partner, you have to believe that you can date again. If your ex always made you feel bad for being an extrovert, then you just weren't with an aligned person. If that's who you are. So my partner is more of an introvert, and she tells me all the time, I love who you are. I love that you're always complimenting people everywhere you go. I love that you make everyone feel seen. You talk to everyone. I will always love that light about you. And it sounds like, and it could be that your partner was jealous that you are communicating with people, that you are extroverted, maybe jealous of who you're talking to, maybe jealous that you're just a big personality. Like, it might not even be jealous. The word might be your confidence in who you are may be very triggering for them if they're not confident in who they are. And someone constantly picking at you for being who you are, yeah, that's going to make you not want to date again. But you were just dating the wrong person. You were dating someone who just wasn't aligned with you. So the next time, choosing someone who really loves your personality is going to be important. Oh, good example about social media and romance, Baldwin says, is the example of Danae and Mandy. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We all saw social media. And that's so, so, so true. One thing that I actually commented on Danae's post was, we're all praying for you guys and sending good vibes. And you don't owe us an explanation of what happened. Like, don't let people pressure you into talking about this more than you want to, because there are certain things in our life that should be private. But it's so true that relationships, life, things we see on social media might not be reality, or it might just be a piece of someone's reality. There's always going to be things that are just sacred to me and my partner that will never be on social media. And I hope that that's the case for you too. But we don't know. And so thinking the grass is always greener on the other side, wondering what it would be like to be with someone else, that's not cool. Unless you're in an abusive situation, unless you're genuinely not attracted to your partner, then like you either end something respectfully, or you work on it. You water the grass that's in front of you. Wow, so interesting. We had Still Learning say, my ex didn't even let me know we were breaking up. She just stopped answering my calls. Then I realized it's a breakup. That is so sad. It breaks my heart. Adriana Villa says she just joined the Queer Country Club. Congratulations. Welcome. We're so, so glad to have you inside. You're going to find that it's a very different dating experience. It is about building true connection and sharing who you are. And I highly recommend you get in there and do a Dear Future Wife post. And if you want to make it extra spicy, add great photos and videos of yourself. So glad to have you inside. Anyone in London or UK? We have girls in the UK on Queer Country Club. Recommend you join. Sis May says, I'm going to live with my girlfriend and her parents and siblings. We're in the closet due to culture and the country we're living in. Is this a good idea? Wow. First of all, my heart goes out to you to be living in the closet because of your culture and the country that you're in is something that I can never imagine. Relate to. I've never walked in your shoes, but it sounds incredibly challenging. And I applaud you for having the bravery to realize who you are, especially in a world where you don't get to see many examples of it. As far as, is it a good idea? I don't know. I mean, is it a better idea than the alternative? What would the alternative be? I don't know. Only you guys know what's right for you. I'd imagine a living situation with parents and siblings would not be ideal. So I'm assuming this isn't your first favorite case scenario and something that you're having to do because of where you're living and because of what's going on. And that breaks my heart that has to be the situation. One of my very best friends cannot be out. She lives in a country where she can't be out. She can live with her girlfriend, but they have to call themselves friends and can't be out. And it's heartbreaking. And all of us in America and Canada and other places where we have our freedoms, if we could just take a moment to be so grateful. Because I think we do take it for granted. I think we don't realize that the very feminism and intersectional feminism and queer rights movements that the women and queer people who have gone before us to create this, they're all at risk right now. And I don't think we understand the gravity of that because we did not live through it. I'm 32. I didn't, you know, I thought it sucked to grow up in the South where gay was not always accepted, but I think if we really took a moment to put ourselves in the shoes of someone who, like Sisme, is in a country where she still cannot be who she is, or we think what it would have been like to be born as our grandmothers instead of us, and know that they would have had so many more challenges being queer, that we could live and shine brightly and with more gratitude in our hearts in this day, in this moment. So if we've taken that for granted, which I know we all have, the fact that I can openly share rainbow things and be proud that I'm a lesbian, it is a privilege and we're grateful. And I wish you so much well, Sisme, and anyone going through your situation who may be listening to the show, know that our hearts are with you and I do pray for your safety. Any single femme lesbians? Yes, there are so many on the Queer Country Club. It is insane. It is land of the femmes. If you wear a mask, you want to get on to Queer Country Club because it will be a field day for you. Aw, so CM says, I'm listening to your podcast. I feel so safe, so honored that you are here. Still Learning says, my ex said we had different love languages, but I'm wondering if each person is just different. Yeah, everyone has different love languages, but if you care about your partner, you will learn to speak in that love language per se. If your partner's love language is gifts, you will learn to give little gifts. If your partner's love language is words, you will learn to give more words of affirmation. It is what you do when you love someone. It's not too much work. If you're scared to join because, like Still Learning says, she's scared to date again, remember that in order to get something that you want, you will have to make changes, one. Two, anyone who hurt you in the past wasn't aligned with you and wasn't aligned with me. And going forward, I'm so much more aware of what's healthy and what's not. And I have faith that you are aware of what's healthy and what's not. And last night we had an incredible live workshop with Jamie Messina, who's a transformational coach. And we talked all about literally stopping and readjusting our thoughts and how to actually rewire our brains to be able to live lives that we enjoy and attract in our life partner. So these are the kind of things that we share inside of Queer Country Club. And when you join, you will get access to those replays, to live coaching, and you will get access to live meetups and matching and the entire community. Hi, Kenda. Is there any age for the country club? Great question. For those of you who don't know, I am an age gap girly. I am 32. And since I was about 26, I quit dating people my age.
And I typically date women who are about 20 years older than me. And I make a lot of content about age gap relationships. And I tend to attract other people inside of the Queer Country Club who are very open-minded to age gap relationships. So the minimum age is the legal age for being on a dating platform in your country, in your state of residence. In America, that is 18 and up. That is our legal adult age. So whatever is your legal adult age in your country, that is the age that you must be to join. However, we don't have a lot of young people. It is people mid-20s and up primarily inside of Queer Country Club, because the women that I'm speaking to are women who are ready to settle down. And we have women who are over 60 inside. So every age, every color, every race, every stage of life, it is a very diverse community. The only thing that you must be is someone who identifies as a woman and someone who is only participating in finding a monogamous relationship. You have to be very committed to looking for one person. And that's not any hate towards our polyamorous friends. There's plenty of other dating apps, platforms for them to get on, but this is for queer women, primarily lesbians, seeking monogamous relationships. The monogamous relationship for life. Okay, so I'm gonna get into some of the questions that you guys sent to me. Uh-oh, accidentally put on a filter. How do I turn off a filter? That's so weird. Now it looks like I have red lipstick. I'm not really a filter girly. In fact, I banned them from Queer Country Club, but I don't know how to change the filter on this live. So I guess we will leave it. That's interesting. Okay, so all the women, when I asked, what is the most irritating thing about dating women? They said the ghosting. And I must agree. And that is why inside of Queer Country Club, there is an energetic exchange. This is not a basic ass free dating app. This is something that women are investing in. They're investing in themselves. Very, very, very low fees, but still something small. And I believe that because of that, women who are getting into the platform are invested in checking their messages and responding, are invested in communicating with the women because they know that the women there are actually looking for their life partner. So being ghosted, hopefully this is something that happens less inside of our community, simply because the women who are inside are invested in being there. But I absolutely get that. And like, not showing up as your authentic self, no matter how we slice it, we all put our best foot forward when we're in those early stages of getting to know someone. So everyone's gonna do that, no matter how much they try to be authentic. But anything just that's a total bold-faced lie is just crazy. And I totally get that, Elizabeth Rose. Like, people don't show up as their authentic self. It's disheartening because you're dating someone for a few months and then you realize that's not even who they are. Like, who have I been talking to? Okay, the next one comes from Kafortlage. Bias against trans women. Not woman enough. Oh my gosh, I could definitely see how that would be disheartening. And inside of Queer Country Club, we welcome everyone who identifies as a woman. If you identify as a man though, sorry, peace out. Not worried about hurting your feelings. You're not welcome inside. There's plenty of other apps for you if you identify as a man. If you identify as a woman, this is a safe place for you. And these are the women who are kind and supportive and welcoming, and I welcome you with open arms. Ooh, Fabrier says she's tired of love bombing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pretty much goes back to not showing up authentically at the beginning of a relationship, being lied to and being cheated on. Okay, real quick, I need to tell you about Wisp, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen.
and know many of you listening long to create beautiful women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With Wisp, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. Wisp believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before Wisp, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to Wisp Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to fill off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to HelloWisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show. Absolutely not. Totally get that. Not being intentional, says it's Tanya, saying things they don't actually mean. Okay, so not being intentional can be one of the quickest ways to turn me off. So someone just, you want to go out on a date and they literally want to go to the most basic chain restaurant. They're not going to think about it. They're not even going to make reservations, or they're not making a real plan with you. They just want to come over and like watch a movie. Like, no. Dating to me needs to feel special. I want to feel special. I want you to feel special. And so I totally get that. Not being intentional is such a turn off. Being the person they say they are, says Bindi. That's so important. So important. People who don't even show up, says PLN. Yeah, not cool. Callie agrees, ghosting. Everyone's saying ghosting. So apparently this is happening to a lot of you guys. So I'm curious. If someone is talking to you and they don't feel the vibe, what would you prefer instead of ghosting? Would you prefer an honest conversation? Because that is what I absolutely recommend, is just setting a boundary and sharing how you really feel. Sharing that, hey, there's no connection for me, but I wish you the best and you're an amazing person. I loved getting to know you. Like, that is a great response. So let me know what you usually tell people instead of ghosting them. Ooh, Cindy says catfishing. She's off the market now, she says, but when she was getting back in, she was tired of the catfishing. Oh, me too. And on Queer Country Club, we do not allow filtered photos. In fact, this video on Instagram Live where I can't figure out how to take the filter off would not be allowed. I literally don't know how to change it. Sad days. I guess that means, oh, I swiped and it did change it, but it changed it to a different filter. Oh, well, we're just going to leave it. We're just going to leave it. Let's see what else you guys said. Steph says, trying to get yourself out there, but feeling like you're not getting any effort back in return. I think this is something that happens on traditional dating apps so much because no one's really invested in responding to you. No one's really invested in getting to know you past the profile pictures because that's all they really know. I definitely get that, and it's really, really frustrating to like write someone an intentional message and then not get something back. not get intentional answers back, or to get answers back but no questions back to you. So when you are chatting back and forth, think about this. Are you answering a question and then also asking a question after you answer a question to keep that conversation rolling? That's the key to keeping the conversation going. Amara says, narcissism, investing time in someone that isn't authentic, and drama. Ooh, yes, these are all things that we do not want to see anymore inside the dating world. I do think that the narcissism word is overused. Like, I think there's fewer narcissists than we actually say there are in the world. I think generally people can be really nice, but people can be really selfish and, yeah, care about themselves first. And I think that's something that is frustrating. It's been frustrating for me in my life and relationships. I'm sure it has been for y'all. But yeah, the lesbian drama, Amara, yeah. No, we're over that. Absolutely over that. And High Priestess says, feeling like I'm never enough for people. Okay, so that feeling is triggering because somewhere deep down you actually believe that on some small level. So it's got to be coming from within, High Priestess, that there's this feeling that you don't belong, that you're not worthy of love, and that's just not true. And so if you can work on that, which inside of Queer Country Club, we do a lot of mindset coaching, really help you get to believing in yourself, to actually, okay, I'm done looking at these notes, I'm gonna shut this, to actually understand your value and your worth and what you bring to the table in a relationship and as a human being, then you wouldn't allow certain things. You wouldn't allow certain behaviors because you just simply wouldn't tolerate it. Oh, Havana Nana says, to everyone scared to join, please join. It's amazing. I love being a part of the community and would love to see you inside the Queer Country Club. Thank you. I love that. All the kind things you share, it means the world to me. I share them. So anytime you share any positive words about Queer Country Club, or if you met someone inside of Queer Country Club, please DM me so we can share your story. So grateful for y'all. Maria says she's 44, perfect age, come inside. She said she was in a secret relationship for 11 years. Oh my gosh, I was in a secret relationship for like a year and it almost threw me over the edge. Being with someone who was in the closet was not easy. Yeah, many cultures do not accept. I understand. Oh, Miss Sherry, 76. She said she met her love on Facebook, had a beautiful love for 16 years before she passed away. There is someone out there for you. Never give up. Join the club. Step out there. Oh, Sherry, that's so sweet. Thank you for sharing evidence of what's possible for all of us. I think when I was going through my breakup, I wanted to believe so bad that real love existed, that someone would be so good to me the way I want to be so good to them. And thank you for being an example of that. And I'm sorry for your loss. So sorry for your loss. But I'm glad that you got to experience that love. Wow, Sarah says she lives in Iran. Being a lesbian is a crime in her country and that they are executed. But despite all this, she has declared she's a lesbian. Oh, Sarah, we pray for your safety. My heart, that is very, very, very brave. Yes, I'm curious with Amari, do you still live there? I love it. There's like love connections happening here. So great. Safik 369 says, I'm 53. I dated a woman 16 years younger than me. I find now I'm looking for someone my age or older because I have done the marriage and kids. Oh, interesting. And I think I get what you're saying, but I think you could find someone who's like just not interested in actually getting married. They might just be looking for their life partner and they may not have kids. But I totally get why you'd want to look for someone your age because of that. Why am I getting like weird filters? These are like filters that were like Oh my gosh, what's happening? What is this? How do I turn off the filters? Could someone explain to me? This is scaring me, like the filter. What is happening? God bless. Oh, there it is. I figured it out. Jesus, take the wheel. That was the strangest thing. That's how I know I'm 32. I don't know how to turn off a filter. I'm getting old. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, I love this. I had asked, what do you do instead of ghosting? Havana says, honesty is the best policy. I'd rather have someone tell me they aren't interested in the ghosting. Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with saying like, hey, there's just not that spark or not that connection. Yeah. Take care. We both know there's no connection. There's no point forcing it. Nothing personal. We're just not each other's soulmate. I love that, Sherry. That's beautiful. Y'all are like, the sharing filters are fun. Yeah, it's scary how realistic they look. Like, it added pretend bottom lip to me. And I don't like that. Like, I am such a Botox girly. But at least, like, what you see on camera of me is what you get in real life of me. Even though, like, I am Botox and I do have lip injections, although I haven't had them in, like, 2 years. They just haven't dissolved. What you see on camera is what you see in real life. And I think that's really important when you're dating or if you're an influencer or anything. Like, it's just be real. Okay. I had a female romance me for a month, and then all she wanted from me was to send her money. Bendy, you need to get on Queer Country Club. We don't have shit like that going on. That is trashy. That is absolutely trashy. We do not tolerate that. And the women on Queer Country Club have their lives together. They're financially stable. They're investing in themselves. Not that demographic. Let's see. Met my first true narcissist in the last relationship. She ticked all the boxes. Yeah. So far inside of Queer Country Club, we have right under 400. We're growing every single day with women around the world. Thank you for empathizing with what's going on to the women, to the queer people in the Middle East. It is disheartening. Oh my gosh, Angie, no! I did not. Thank you for telling me. I'm going to go check that right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My heart. Angie says, did you get the photo I inboxed you of my new girlfriend? I met her on the Queer Country Club. Angie, how long have I known you? This is a big deal. Oh, cheers. This is a really big deal. Holy shit. I think I'm behind on the comments, so I hope you're still here. I hope you're still watching. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Angie's been such an incredible follower for years, and God, let everyone find their life partner. Like, Angie has found her beautiful girlfriend. Thank you that you use Queer Country Club to put women together who are destined to be together, and that, like, the souls just line up like little magnets. I'm so excited. Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm trying to get to the bottom. Oh my God, you joined it to support me. Okay, first of all, thank you. Second of all, thank yourself, because so happy. This makes my heart so happy. She said she joined it just to support me, but she found a beautiful woman. That's so sweet. You have been such an incredible supportive follower who has become my friend, and I'm genuinely like so happy for you. I can't wait to celebrate. I'm gonna be like run to my DMs after this. Let's see.
I've been in two age gap relationships where I was older, but I got cheated on both times. I'm tired of games. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I was cheated on by an older woman, so I had it the opposite way. I don't think it has to do with age at all. I just think people lack integrity. And one thing I like about... Do I have a booger? No. Okay, we're good. Sorry for anyone listening to the podcast who has had to hear me just talk about like getting stuck on a filter or having a booger in my nose and checking my nose on camera. Whoever's listening to this on the podcast will be like, what is going on? But I don't think it has to do with age. I think it has to do with integrity and someone's level of investment. The reason I really love the women who have come in Queer Country Club is because they're not just getting on another stupid free dating app. They're actually having to pay a little bit. Our fees are affordable, but a little bit. And that little investment stops people who are just like looking for hookups from coming on, because otherwise they just go jump on any other place, right? And we also have an application process where we like really dig in and figure out like what you're looking for. And if we don't think that someone's looking for things that we're aligned with, they're not going to be on that platform. So I hope that this eliminates it. We can't eliminate everything, right? Like, I can't control what someone does. But what I'm hoping is it creates an environment where like the cheaters and people who just want, not that I'm comparing someone who's not monogamous to a cheater, but the things that we're not looking for in a monogamous lifelong partnership, those things, whether that is non-monogamy or that is someone who just wants to play around, play the field, lie to you, whatever, I'm hoping they just won't put in the effort, right, to be inside of the Queer Country Club, and that eliminates a lot of the bullshit. Bendy says she has a disability and people don't want to partner that way. Bendy, that is not a good belief. That is not true. Some people, okay, so I don't know what your disability is and I can't speak for you, but I do know that I know many women who have invisible disabilities that really affect their life, that affect so much about their life, their ability to do certain functions. And it doesn't stop the right person from wanting to be with you. The person that God has for you is going to love you for who you are. Everything. For the things that you can do, for the things that you can't do, all the things that make you, you. And I know that I can't speak for you. I am an able-bodied person, but I want you to know that I have seen women who have disabilities find love, because whoever is meant for them isn't going to see the disability as the number one thing about them or a roadblock. That's just a little piece about that person. It's not who they are to the person that is going to be obsessed with and love you. I hope this makes sense. Like, you are so loved. You are so loved. And there are a lot of women out there with invisible disabilities too. And they have to disclose those when they get into relationships. And you may never know that someone battles something, but they might. And when they share that with a partner, they have to be afraid of that too. And then, even then, there will be someone that is so honored to be by your side. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. I recognize that able-bodied people have privileges, but know that I don't believe that you should believe that no one wants to be with you for any reason like that. Because that is not going to stop the person that God has for you from just being so magnetically drawn to you. What's up? What's up? Okay, this was so fun. Is the Queer Country Club International, says Coco Met? Yes, it is. We are growing every single day. My audience is about 85% American, and then like Canada and Europe are pretty even, and then a small percentage in Australia. And so we find the percentage of women that are coming in really reflect the percentage of women in my audience. So yes, it is international. Yes, it's growing. Oh, I love this. Lynn stepped up and she said, Bendy, the right partner sees past that. I have a disability too. We are gifts. You are gifts. Everyone is a gift. Oh, thank you for saying you love listening. If you enjoy hanging out with me, come and hang out every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on Instagram. We're going to be amping up this podcast so much. I'm so excited for what's in store. We have so many good plans that I'm cooking up, and I'll need the team to help me edit because they're going to get kind of complex. I want to start doing way more advice on the podcast, have way more fun with you guys, but I so enjoy this. If you're listening to this episode on Apple or on Spotify, be sure to join us on Instagram Live so you can ask questions in real time and hang out and drink tea with us. And snort my little boom boom nasal stick essential oil that I wish I was sponsored for. This is literally me. I'm sure someone who hates me will screenshot that. I'm sure. I'm like 20,000,000,000% sure someone's gonna have fun with that. Anyway, you are loved. You are stepping into your most loved and fulfilled and peaceful era if you decide to. If you decide to stop allowing bullshit in and start attracting what you really want in your life, in your partnerships. For those of you who don't know, I am 32-year-old late in life lesbian. I help women build their personal brands. If you're ever curious and you need help with social media, that is what I did before I launched a lesbian dating platform. Just DM me. Tell me about your business and I'll see if I can help you. That is what I do. I don't talk about it as much now because, well, I have a licensing deal for my program, my online academy, which is amazing. I'm very blessed with it and I haven't had the need to chat about it as much on here. But I also have a lesbian dating platform, the Queer Country Club, and you may have heard us talking about it. So if you are interested in joining the Queer Country Club, DM me the word dating. I'll let you know more about it. I will be up front. This is an application-based process. Not everyone's going to join the Queer Country Club because we only want women inside who identify not as a man and women who are serious about looking for their lifetime partner, monogamy. Again, no disrespect to our polyamorous friends, but they have all the other apps. This one was made for us by me. I literally built the Queer Country Club because I was frustrated with lesbian dating apps. I was like, this is some bullshit. Okay? So if you're feeling that, Queer Country Club is for you. DM me the word dating to learn more. DM me apply. I'll get you an application. And if you're building your business and you need some help, actually, Savic369, can you DM me? We will take a look if there's women in Portugal yet. I want to say yes, but I don't want to lie to you. I'm not sure off the top of my head. DM me and we'll get you back some information on that. And if you want to talk to me about business, yes, DM me. Let me know what your dreams are, what you're building. Anyway, guys, this was a blast. Absolute blast. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, it's free. You'll get so many more episodes. Just go to Spotify or Apple and look up my name, Sophia Spleno, or Queer Women Rising. When you look up my name, you will see two things. I do a lot of stuff. Like, I have a lot of fun in my life, okay? A multifaceted human being. But when you look me up on Spotify or Apple, you will see music and a podcast. The podcast is called Queer Women Rising, and then I also have music there. I play the harp, so yeah. Anyway,
I think that's it. I think I've covered everything. If you're interested in dating, DM me dating. Do it right this time. Don't be playing around. See you later.
As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQ plus IA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized the spark that God put in your heart, your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone. And it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, a couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club. Right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence, and guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women. A safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spellino or chat me the word rising on sophiaspellino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top-charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue, and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up and go get what you want. Let's rise. Let's rise.